Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement to Ned podcast for Wednesday, November 29th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our great joy to share these messages with you each weekday morning. We live here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Today, it's Wednesday, November 29th, 2006, and the message is titled, Praising God. The short portion of scripture verses from Psalm 50, verse 23.
Whoever offers praise glorifies me.
Last night, I was sitting on our couch when our cat jumped up to sit on my lap. I've periodically written about Dottie and displayed her photos through the years. Astaire selected her from a litter of four kittens that we gave away over 5 years ago. The mother, who was a wild barn cat, surprised us with a litter of newborn kittens she left behind in our dilapidated summer kitchen. At the time, we were living in a rented 100-year-old farmhouse following our move to Lancaster County from New England nearly 6 years ago. Dottie has a black and white pattern with dots similar to a Holstein cow. Thus, her name, which Astaire gave her.
Dottie is thoroughly domesticated and really has no idea of her humble beginnings. Sometimes we consider her rather proud and somewhat stuck up, particularly when she looks out the window to the stray cats that visit us on a fairly regular basis out here in the country.
Since my childhood, one of the unique characteristics I've really enjoyed is hearing a cat purr when stroked gently or held closely. Last night, Dottie just purred away, particularly as I slowly stroked her back. I don't know the biological basis of a cat's purr, but I take it to be a sign of contentment and appreciation. It's as if she is saying, ah, that human touch is so nice. I also find myself getting so much satisfaction when I hold a purring cat.
Well, I hope that Stephen's analogy is not taken as sacrilegious, but I wonder if our praise to God may not be somewhat similar to a cat's purr. Scripture teaches that our praise glorifies God, and really, aren't we expressing our contentedness and thankfulness when we earnestly enter into praise? When we praise the Lord, we rest in His presence and acknowledge His steadfast love and care.
Today, I encourage you to rest in the arms of our loving God and express your love for Him as you call the ancient words of the psalmist in today's text. Whoever offers praise glorifies me. Let us, as His children, offer our praise to Him today.
And let's pray together. Father, as we give praise to You, we are offering our heartfelt thanks for who You are and for all that You do on our behalf. As we mature in our walk with You, we realize that there are many occasions when we must offer a sacrifice of praise, since it doesn't always come voluntarily. It is in those circumstances that we choose to praise You out of obedient hearts, desirous of pleasing You and glorifying Your name. Father, may our words of praise and adoration be as a sweet fragrance, and may it bring a joyful sound to Your ear. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's another opportunity we've had today and a joy to share with you in our message. We prepare these messages right here from our home, and if you were to go to our site today at www.dailyencouragement.net, you would find both our cat Dottie and dog Roxy in a place that they so enjoy when we prepare these messages. They both lay on a pillow right below our computer desk, and that's the photo I used today. Also have a song that I've linked to today that seems to really fit today's message, and many of you have heard it and probably sung it in your churches. It's the song, This Is My Desire, and may it truly be each one of our desire, the desire of each one of us to praise the Lord. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged in your walk with the Lord.